Let's discuss the you triangle, your self-concept, your I, your identity in greater detail. The three points of the you triangle are spirit at the top point, mind in the lower left point, and the lower right point is body or physical body. What's the significance of the you triangle? How will working on the you triangle lead you to the top? Well, many times people work on the wrong end of the problem. They think their problem is not having goals and not having plans, but this is just part of the problem. They think their problem is with their technique. They are not really as effective as they would like to be in the selling situation, but much of the time, the underlying cause of their problem is their self-concept, how they feel about themselves. On a 0 to 10 scale, they see themselves less than a 10. At 0, dial 911, they're having a meltdown. At 10, they're feeling their absolute optimum potential. A low self-image can cause anxiety and fear. Anxiety and fear are the biggest obstacles to success. In fact, the biggest tragedy in life is when your subconscious mind is constantly producing negative thoughts and projecting them onto your conscious mind. People think they have control over their subconscious, but much of the time it's physiological. They eat the wrong foods. Their blood becomes acidic instead of alkaline. When the blood is acidic, as much as 75% of the thinking is negative regardless of how many positive attitude courses are taken. When the blood is alkaline, as much as 75% of thinking is positive. Your life is a manifestation of your thoughts. If you have an attitude problem, it's because your subconscious mind is producing too many negative thoughts. You walk around feeling out of control. You can help yourself by working on the you triangle, body, mind, and spirit. This is the quickest way to achieve success. A Sandler trainer tells us how we can improve ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually.
How do you work on the body? Well, you begin by eating right and exercising. While this is not a fitness course, you probably already know that taking care of your body is just another way to lead you to the top of your professional career. Working on your spirit is a very personal, sacred relationship you have with yourself. For some, it is a belief in a religion. For others, it is a belief in a higher power within them. Regardless, the key is to be in touch with that part of yourself. It is your source of faith, your source of inspiration, your source of spirit. We're not referring to which religion someone believes in. That's not the purpose or meaning of spiritual in your triangle. 10 on the spiritual side means that you're filled with faith. Some people have strong beliefs spiritually, and it doesn't matter what those beliefs are when it comes to optimal performance. They are top producers because they are not afraid, because they have faith that they're being guided and protected, and because they are being guided by their principles. They are risk takers. They can take a lot of risks in their life. You need to understand the power of people of faith. There's an old expression, faith moves mountains. If you want to be able to move mountains in your business, develop your faith. Think about it. Who are the great leaders? Look at professional sports. Legendary football coach Vince Lombardi. People who played for Vince Lombardi, even to this very day, are successful in business because he taught his players the power of belief. What happens when you take an average team of football players and you put a great leader in front of them? Someone with tremendous faith and belief. They win the Super Bowl, and then they win the Super Bowl again the following year. Not impressed? The season before Lombardi became head coach, that very same team won only one game. How could that have happened? Because the leader awakened the hidden power in the people around him. That hidden power was faith. That is how a great leader inspires others. How do you work on your mind? Through any method which will help to reduce the anxiety and the fear. Some people choose meditation. Meditation is powerful, and there are numerous books about meditation if you choose to take this route. Some people choose relaxation techniques, like weekly massages, or visualizing serene settings. Other people listen to subliminal tapes in order to relax, while others read a good book or take a vacation. Whatever method you choose, the key is to work on your mind in such a way that your anxiety, your fears, and your stress levels are reduced.